Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I drank my tea, so my voice sounds really good. I hope. Yeah, it's really funny because sometimes when I start talking and saying the intro, my voice randomly cracks and I realize I haven't spoken in a long time. So it feels good to start an episode without voice cracks. And this might just be a little reminder from my body to me lovingly to drink more, because I tend to forget that a lot and I drink very little throughout the day, so I should probably just drink more tea and water. And about the not speaking the entire day thing, it's occurring to me more and more that during my job I just quietly sit in front of a screen the entire day and do some graphic design magic, which is cool, but I don't really talk to people. So my job is very sedentary. I think it's sedentary. So I sit a lot, which is obviously not very healthy. And I stare at the screen for such a long time and hours on end without actually really truly talking to people. So I really enjoy this podcast. I really enjoy having this outlet and just sharing my thoughts in a more precise and concise way for you to listen to. So that's just a little random side note to start this episode. So I think it's time to dive into the actual topic, which I haven't decided on yet. Oftentimes, recording is a very spontaneous process, and while I do keep a list of potential topics, I just like to go off my feeling and follow what is happening in my life right now. Usually, that's not much, I'm gonna be really honest. My life consists of literally working and sleeping a lot, which sounds sad, and it probably is to most people. If I think about it, it's kind of sad for me too. I mean, I have sort of teased the fact that I'm a little insecure about how my professional career is going to advance. And this definitely also has to do with just wondering about what I want to create and how I want to create it. I haven't really mentioned this a lot in this podcast, but I mean, AI is very prominent in my field, in the design field. So we're using those tools more and more. And of course, there are some fears attached to it that you as a designer, at least in the way that the job is currently structured, it's just going to be handed over to machines, so that you will only be the one who prompts and who creates ideas and who curates what is created, but you're not the creator yourself. And I think that is something that's getting on my nerves a lot, not even because of the usage of AI per se, but also in the way that I do currently work. Because as I said, I sit at my computer the entire day and stare at the screen and just create things for clients. But it is not completely fulfilling if you're an artist at heart, because as a graphic designer, you oftentimes don't have complete creative freedom. You don't have the opportunity to express what is truly inside of you and what truly wants to be expressed. And that is something I'm struggling with. And I know that I'm privileged that I get to have a creative job and that I get to be very close to what I actually desire, but it is still kind of weird to be creating for clients on brief in order for them essentially to sell their services and or products. So at the end of the day, I create ads, and that is not very satisfying on a deep heart and soul level, especially because I am still a junior. So in the junior position, you basically always have to show your work to people around you for them to say whether it's fine or not. And while I like my colleagues, it is still getting on my nerves that I have to basically justify every choice that I make. And also, the client obviously has the last word, so they have a lot to say in the process. And they make choices that aren't necessarily best for them, even though they obviously think they are, because they lack imagination and they lack courage to maybe go a step further and to truly understand the intention and maybe the revolutionary aspect about certain designs. So clients tend to go for the safest choice or the weirdest choice, and they tend to give so much feedback that basically your initial idea is unrecognizable by the end of the process. And while that is obviously what the client wants, and you're basically just a service provider, so to say, it's still sometimes frustrating because you don't, as I said, have the creative freedom to actually do what you want. So your creativity is getting increasingly, I don't want to say less, but like restricted. It's a little bit like this bottleneck effect where you start at the beginning and you have hopes and dreams and aspirations, and when you enter work life, that is already a little bit restricted. And then with every project, you get restricted more and more by the feedback. First, the feedback from the people you actually work with, and then in the next step, the client's feedback, and then basically your idea is gone. So that sounds kind of frustrating or frustrated, and yes, I am a little bit frustrated. And I'm just realizing that the way that I live and the way that I work at the moment is not necessarily how I want things to be. And I think sometimes those cathartic and sort of little bit desperate moments are really important because they open our eyes to how easy it is to get sucked into other people's visions and other people's goals, and how easy it is to be used as a strong word, but essentially used for building somebody else's dream, and how your precious time and energy is actually directed towards being the executing force behind somebody else's vision instead of having your own vision and executing that on a daily basis. So I'm struggling a lot with grasping the concept of work as it is lived and also propagated in today's society. And I do think it's important to know and realize that we're all very privileged, but it's still important to question the status quo, because we all know that there are things in our society that aren't perfect, a lot of things, and it's up to us to actually do our part in our lives to create change. It's also always this question of what do we want to leave behind when we're gone. I don't think personally that I want to, you know, be known for having created some random ads and assets for clients for them to make more money with their services and products. And while I'm totally not an anti-capitalist, there's still more that I want to have left behind, because if you're a creative and creative soul, and I do believe that we're all creative, then it is important to really find your own language and express what you believe and what you stand for in your preferred medium. There is no right or wrong in this. You could be a photographer, a painter, a musician, a writer, or a cook, or someone who creates furniture or clothing. It doesn't matter. Like, creativity knows no boundaries. And there are some people who are just amazing at creating ideas, not executing them, but just coming up with ideas. So what I'm trying to say is there is no right or wrong in the way that you express yourself and your unique ideas and your creativity. But it's important to become a creator and to be a creator instead of a follower and a simple consumer. I do think that consumerism has its pros and cons, but a lot of cons in today's world, because we all tend to be very passive and we tend to be consumers of ideas and ideologies and information that isn't good for us. I do think we all need to create more of a filter where we think about what we consume and where we reflect on it and actually have the freedom to reject certain ideas and certain things we're presented with. From the perspective of social media, that is becoming increasingly harder because we're just bombarded with so many different pieces of information all the time. So I do understand people who stay away from social media completely. That is more than understandable. While social media is still a great tool if you are a creator and if you are someone who wants to be seen and to connect with others, it's a very fine line. And I'm just generally a little bit frustrated because my screen time is going up even after work. and I'm not using that time for something productive. And I'm really questioning whether my current lifestyle is allowing for enough creative energy and energy in general for me to be active and to follow my truest and deepest desires. Because I don't see that and I don't feel that at the moment. At the moment, I'm very much in this constant cycle of work and sleep and not much in between. So I'm questioning a lot of things, and I talked about many different topics that are all kind of connected. So let me finish by saying my art will go on. And I think this is going to be the title of the episode. We all know the Celine Dion song, My Heart Will Go On. I do believe my art will go on. After I leave, my art will be here, I hope. So do you want to make an effort to create more things that are anchored in real life and that will hopefully help me ground and connect to myself and to nature and to my environment and to my deepest feelings and intuition and everything else? It's just so important. We need grounding and we need a harmonious connection between mind, body, and soul. Yeah, so my new motto is that my art will go on and I will leave something behind that is worth looking at, listening to, reading, whatever medium I choose. I just want something worthwhile. And I don't just want to leave it behind when I'm gone. I want to create it while I'm here, and I want it seen and celebrated while I'm here. So I'm officially rejecting the idea of the starving artist, because that to me is a concept that is outdated, that is overcome, and I don't want it, and I don't believe it's true. Simple as that. So I know this was a lot, but I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did like this episode, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Tune back in next week. I'll be back with new juicy topics and stories. And yeah, I'll catch you then. Bye.